Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Back after a long break, and today is a special day for me. It is my youngest son's 5th birthday, and we've decided to take him to a place that I didn't really know existed until recently. I want to take you in today. This is an amusement park that is open all year round. It's called Bandoria. It's in a little town called Żgów, which is just south of Łódź, and we are going to explore it. I've heard only good things about it. All of my friends, students who have children have been here. I would like to explore it together with you, show you some of the best spots. Let's get right into it and let's explore it together. Okay, so before we enter the complex, I'd like to share a few facts about the park I think you'll find fascinating. The entire indoor Mandoria amusement park is rather new, having opened in July of 2021, and is located in a town called Żgów, just south of Łódź. The complex was built by Mr. Antoni Ptak and Company, who is the owner of Ptak outlet stores located in the same area. Mr. Ptak spent over 110 million zlotyk, about $25 million, on 15,000 square meters of amusement park dedicated to pure fun, and it's open year-round regardless of weather conditions, and that's saying a lot for Poland, believe me. It is Europe's largest indoor amusement park. The prices are reasonable considering what you get in return. For our family of five, we paid about 500 zlotyk for an all-day admission. Children under 85 centimeters tall, about 2 feet 9 inches, get in totally free, but there are limitations on what rides they can use depending on their height, and the staff do consistently check this to ensure a high level of safety, and as a parent, I do appreciate that. It has to be said that I value organization and order, and Mandoria has it together in this regard. The staff are super friendly and helpful. There are free maps to help you get a feel of the layout, and there's an option to store jackets and personal belongings in large lockers nearby for just 5 zloty. No key is necessary, as everything is done by simply scanning a printed bar scan to open and close your locker whenever you need to. However, I can happily say that my first impression of the place was very positive. I was amazed at how large the park felt. It seemed to go on forever. And my kids love souvenirs, and there's no end in sight to the number of gift shops here. My youngest just had to take a night helmet home with him. I was in awe on how many fun rides and activities could be squeezed in without leaving you with the chaotic feeling that some other parks might give you. Finding all of the attractions was a breeze. The theme of the park is a combination of Renaissance-era European trade towns, and I also got kind of a feel of the old Orient in some areas. I truly enjoyed seeing the staff dressed in their proper attire. It kind of made everything fit together, and they seemed to genuinely enjoy doing their jobs. I even got a kick out of the fact that there are mascots at Mandoria, and they're huge ferrets walking around and greeting the kids and taking photos with your children. This was a first for me. Walking through and seeing the facades made to look like actual towns and villages was reminiscent of walking through Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. You're immediately transported to a different world and a different time. It's just perfect. And if you're hungry, no worries. There is a wide variety of food and drinks available, from delicious coffee to fried chicken to even Polish-style pancakes. Everything is done well here, and you can feel the quality. However, more important than everything I've mentioned is the fact that all you hear around you is the laughter of children. People are happy here, even parents. But let's get to the best part, and that's the rides and attractions. First up, I have to mention a beautiful carousel called the Caravana. This was the first time I've ever seen or ridden on a double-decker carousel. Obviously, we had to hit the top deck, and it didn't disappoint. Who doesn't love a carousel, right? Second in our tour was the Skarbiec, which is your always challenging House of Mirrors maze. I had not experienced a House of Mirrors in decades. This attraction brought me back to the county fairs that would come to town as a kid, and my boys whipped their old dad by getting through it in record time. And while we're being nostalgic, no amusement park is complete without some bumper car action, or should I say, in this case, bumper shoes. What a blast. From there, we made our way to something totally new to me. It's called Latarnia Leonarda, or Leonard's Lanterns. And as a rider, you control the height of your flying lantern machine by pedaling it up or down. This was so much fun, it was great exercise, and we really wore this ride out. Right next to Leonard's Lanterns were the chain swings called the Kleinot. Seeing it at first glance might give you the impression that there's a giant UFO hovering over your head as you swing around. This was so refreshing on the legs, and the breeze felt great. Look, admit it, you're never too old for swings. While walking around the park, I couldn't help but be impressed with the number of water rides the park offered. They have the Hitra Vidra floating otters, a very unique paddle boat option for some of the younger kids, and the Rybak Bartek ride, where kids get the impression they are the captain of their own ship. And I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to walk across the stones to an island with a shipwreck. Again, many things were very well thought out here, making for a really pleasant day spent here. After hitting all the water rides, we made our way to the carpet slide ride called the Barbakan. The concept here was simple. You grab a thick burlap mat out of a large bin, walk up a flight of stairs, and literally fly down a wide slide with six individual slide tracks. My kids and I just had to make a race out of it, and yeah, I got schooled again. I think we did this ride at least a half a dozen times that day. Last but not least on our list were the roller coasters. We rode two main roller coasters while at Mandoria, the Merkant and the Carrara. While both are great in their own right, it was the Carrara that made the biggest impression on us, being the fastest roller coaster in the park, and it's one of the newest rides they have. While the indoor complex isn't so tall, limiting the high altitudes of traditional outdoor roller coasters, it won't stop you from feeling some pretty nice G-forces going around the turns. So if you're big on roller coasters, head for the Carrara first thing. Finally, I'll leave you with some good news. There are plans to make the park much, much larger in the future. It's going to be the biggest amusement park probably in Poland and Europe. It's going to be great. We will be back again, as this is definitely a hit here in Poland.
Well, that was our tour of Mandoria. I sure hope you had a good time. I hope it was fascinating for you. I am happy to know this place exists. We'll be back here soon. The kids want to come back already next weekend. That's not happening. But it is here, not far from my house, just about an hour away from where I live, just north of Częstochowa. I'm going to put all the information in my description section so you can easily find it and come here and explore it for yourself. Leave some information in the comment section if you have anything to add to this. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and see you in the next episode.